AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The next step in Philadelphia is a Super Bowl parade. The Eagles are Super Bowl champions. The score in New Orleans last night, 40-22 over the Kansas City Chiefs. Quarterback Jalen Hurts was Super Bowl MVP. He passed for two touchdowns, scored another on the Eagles' renowned brotherly shove play.
I've always stayed true to it in the end, and having this vision of just being the best that I can be, and that evolving over time into this desire and this flame inside to win. And you don't do great things without the guys around you.
With the Super Bowl game lacking a lot of drama, there was the halftime show.
They not like us.
No.
They not like us.
Kendrick Lamar got a dig in at Drake with his song Not Like Us. Also a performer in Lamar's show unfurled a flag that read Syria and Gaza. He was detained. There were also the Super Bowl ads.
A pigskin. Make people crave bacon.
And everybody loves bacon.
I love bacon.
EJ Schultz with Adweek says there weren't a lot of memorable ads.
There was a lot of celebrity humor kind of clutter that all sort of blended together after a while. But I will say, I think the brands that tried to get a little more serious or emotional may have stood out because there was so much noisy comedy that the moments of quiet and reflection kind of stood out a little bit.
President Trump says he's directing the Treasury Department to stop minting new pennies, citing the rising cost of producing the 1 cent coin. The president was at the Superdome for the Super Bowl. Before he got there, the president said he will announce new tariffs later today.
Any steel coming into the United States is going to have a 25% tariff.
What about aluminum?
Aluminum too.
10%?
No, 25%.
25% for aluminum.
25 for both.
The president also said he would announce reciprocal tariffs, probably tomorrow or Wednesday, meaning the U.S. would impose import duties on products in cases where another country has levied duties on U.S. goods. This is AP News. The Super Bowl for dogs is underway. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
The Westminster Kennel Club show, the multi-day event, got underway over the weekend at New York's Madison Square Garden and ends Tuesday with the crowning of the top dog. Westminster Kennel Club president Donald Sturtz explains what makes a winner.
It's a great dog having a great night. That's what determines the best of show winner at Westminster. There's just something that dog brings that night that just put them a notch above, you know, the other great dogs in the ring.
First, judges pick a top dog from each breed, which then competes against other dogs in its group. For example, toy dogs. The 7 group winners then face off for best in show. Last year, Sage, a miniature poodle, won. Julie Walker, New York.
Australia is holding its nose for its third rancid bloom of a rare corpse plant in 3 months. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.